Welcome
to Candidly 30.
Oh, girl, get it. Yeah.
I am hi, so everybody. Happy that Mariah Carey has not taken over the universe just quite yet. Like, I know it's coming. I know it's coming, and I'm so afraid and, like, anxiety inside, but that was my Mariah Carey moment, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like I haven't just been in stores, really. I feel like I haven't got hit by the, like, Christmassy thing situation yet because I guess I've gone to Costco and, like, oh, my God, wait. I was in Trader Joe's last night. All of the, like, Christmas or, like, holiday stuff has dropped at Trader Joe's. Totally. Do we need to do a discussion on that? Because there is a lot of new stuff that I do not remember ever seeing before. Did you notice?
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay. I think my Trader Joe's was still in pumpkin mode. Like, they had a lot of acorn squash still out. They had a lot of that fall kind of thing. But I did walk into Target and got smacked in the face with, like, peppermint, Santa, Christmas. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
Like, peppermint cane, children just running amok in the middle of Target. Like, it was too much. It was too much. And nice. Then I usually shop at Fred Meyer, too. And Fred Meyer also has, like, the Fred Meyer that I shop at is massive. So they have, like, a whole city block of just Christmas crap. And it's...
Oh, wow. It's crazy. I do love Fred Meyer and how they have, like, a clothing section and whatever. It's so random.
They have furniture. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that is so funny. Well, yeah, maybe we'll have to touch on the holiday Trader Joe's stuff at another time, but not today. But yeah,
we're not doing a Christmas episode today, people. We still have, like, at least 3 or 4 weeks before that happens.
That's true. That's true. I do really want to get a fake Christmas tree. What's your thoughts on fake Christmas tree versus real Christmas tree?
I mean, in my heart of hearts, I would really prefer an actual, real, live tree. Well, not live tree, but I think it's better to have a fake one. That way, you don't have to spend $150 on a fur every single year, you know? Yeah. And you can have the Christmas tree that you want that's going to last you for 30, 40 years. The struggle that I have with that statement, though, is that, like, I know Christmas trees aren't necessarily good for the environment in general. So maybe,
like,
not
what part, like, growing them and then just burning them at the end?
Yes, but also the fake trees that, like, get made in China and they get shipped over every year.
They're plastic. Yeah. That makes sense.
So,
but also if you have it for, like, 20 years, doesn't it replace itself in the factor of, like, being shitty for the environment? You know what I mean?
You know, you would think that that logic would track, but I'm pretty sure I've watched a couple of documentaries where, like, that logic kind of breaks down based on consumerism, capitalism, and, like, our general reality. But I would have to go back and find that documentary again.
Okay.
But maybe there's a world in which, like, we don't have a Christmas tree, but there's still a lot of greenery, like,
Nice.
Like, you could do the, I don't know, boughs or whatever, you know?
Like, all over the garlands, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. I still am, like, team fake Christmas tree. I was telling someone else, and they're like, why don't you just go out and cut down a fake one or a real one? Like, because here in Oregon, you could just get a permit for, like, $5 or whatever and go cut one down. And I was like, but then you have to, like, go and hike around and cut it down. And then you have to, like, plant it. And then you have to water it. And then when it gets dry, you have to dispose of it. Like, all of those steps sound like a no to me. So yeah, I'm going to go fake Christmas tree. Even though my entire childhood, we always had real trees. And I do love a real tree. And my parents still had a real tree this last year. But yeah, it's just so much work. And your girl is just not in it to win it. So we'll see. But I do feel like having a house now that I do – having a house. I haven't even, like, closed yet.
You got it. You have the house. oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel like I have to have a Christmas tree in it, like, regardless, even though I don't like decorating for, like, any holidays. So here we go.
Yeah, maybe next year we'll do, like, a real tree, and then the following year we'll do a fake tree, and we'll, like, kind of compare notes. But now that we're getting so close, let's, like, shift away from the Christmas subject.
Sorry,
I want to know, first and foremost, an update as to, like, what's going on. And I know that things are kind of getting a little crazy as you're getting closer to your closing date, but just, like, give the listener a quick heads up. And then also I think that we should put a game or, like, a contest together so that we can get your house named. We should name in person your house.
My gosh, your house doesn't have a name.
Yes, it does.
It's, does it? What is it?
I don't want to tell you.
No, tell me now.
Make fun of me. No, but it's also like part of our network and stuff. So let me make sure that it's A-okay that I say that on the interwebs, and then I'll come back to you about it.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. Okay, interesting. Yeah, maybe we'll take submissions for once after I move in and my first like recording day in the new house. Maybe we'll do like a poll on Instagram or something of like name,
I love that
house
idea.
Name suggestions. Yeah, that would be funny. But also like it'd be, I'll have to like post a picture, even though I don't want people really, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter.
Maybe just the
I can
inside, post it on the internet, not the outside.
Yeah, but I feel like that has a lot to do with like the naming of it. You know what I mean? So
that's true.
We'll see. I don't know how much I want to put my house on the internet. Well, obviously, I'm going to post when I get the keys and everything. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see where I end up in the process.
Yeah, that like a cute little post like that is fine. But let's not, like, give people your GPS longitude, latitude. You know what I mean?
I mean, people can send me packages. I'm not mad about that. Like, that would be great. But if they send, like, poop to my door or something, that's a different story. But,
I mean...
As far as, like, everything going wise, it is good. We're set to close next week, next Friday at the moment. And everything is moving. There's just things moving through the system. Yeah, I'm just ready to, you know, it's just, like, all this hurry up and wait situation. So I'm ready to just, like, get the show on the road or at least have, like, a plan for, like, when things will happen and when I can schedule things and all of that jazz. So... yeah, I'm just ready for it to finally be here, even though, I mean, it's been a month, but feels like it's been so freaking long. So, yeah, that's all. That's all in house stuff. I'll definitely give more updates, like, once I finally am able to move in and everything. And then what else did you ask?
Just an update as to where things are and stuff like that.
Oh, other than that, I'm good. I'm chilling. Yeah, we... this week I'm like in hibernation mode, not from, I mean, like we didn't sleep a whole lot on like Friday night when we were at Caves, but that was just because we had a lot going on. And then, yeah, we slept good on Saturday and Sunday night. So can't complain. But
the weekend was a total success. Like, hands down, one of the best birthdays I've had ever in my life. Like,
oh my gosh, no
really
way.
Wonderful. Totally. Aww. It was so great.
That makes me really happy.
Yeah, we stayed up until like 2:30 in the morning on Friday.
I would say, yeah.
Something like that. The girls flew in kind of late and we had midnight margaritas.
Yeah, we did. We watched Practical Magic before they got here so that Kate's husband could be all in the loop on everything. And then we all stayed up and had midnight margaritas in the kitchen. We didn't dance around, but that's okay.
Made it work. We made it work. Also, we watched like the scene in Practical Magic where they're like doing the midnight margaritas, and then Kelly made me watch Jumanji from 2016.
Oh my god! Wow, that was an honor. You know that movie is the best movie known to man. If you have not seen Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle from 2017 with The Rock and Kevin Hart and Jack Black, you are severely missing out. I cannot believe we brought it up later, but we were waiting for the girls to fly in. We brought it up later to the other girls and they were like, no, I've never seen it. I was like, what is wrong with you people? It is literally one of my favorite movies. And that is insane because I don't like any of those characters, like any of those actors very much or anything. Like Jumanji is great and everything, but it's so witty and funny, like my kind of funny, which is very hard to find, I feel like. Because I don't love, like, The Office kind of funny or, like, Parks and Rec kind of funny or Arrested Development kind of funny. I don't know. It is my kind of funny. Like, it's so ridiculous. Like, it's so good.
They were so good in that entire show or that movie. It was great. Like,
don't lie to me. Did you really like it?
No, I was like, cry laughing.
Yes, I know.
It was hilarious.
It's like, so funny.
Kevin Hart and specifically Jack Black are like next level out. Next level in that for sure. Anyway, so we watched that. The girls flew in. We had midnight margaritas. We were waking up on Saturday hating, maybe not hating life, but like feeling it. We're just feeling that we probably should have not drank those midnight margaritas. And then we had brunch.
If you know, we had four margaritas. If you know, you know. Oh, one margarita.
Yeah. And now she's singing it, Samantha. Oh, my God.
You just called me Samantha.
No, I'm like, this is Sam's joke. This is Samantha. And she hears this. This is for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had brunch. We had Kathleen. We had Caroline. We had Haley. We had her cute little babies and her family. It was so sweet. Like, yeah, everybody got to see the house. The house
and
was
Peter.
Clean.
Peter came too.
He came for brunch. We played games. What game did we play? Code Names?
Yep. Uh-huh. And as a big group, it was very fun.
Yeah, I lost, so I kind of like blacked that out, but whatever. Yeah, we went for the wine walk. Forest Grove is the cutest little Oregon city town. It was so cute.
Yeah, that was actually so fun because at first it was like $30. You get a glass and then you get a little punch card and it has 10 tastings on it. And they have all these different locations to go to try like different wineries that are like hosting pop-ups in like these random stores in the town.
Because like they're all appliance like store and mercantile and then went to an art gallery and then like a stationery store. It was very hometowny, kind of cute.
Yeah, totally. But what was funny is like I was like, oh my God, 10 tastings, like this is a ripoff, like this is ridiculous. And then like tasting number 3, we're all like, oh shit, like we need food. So it was a really long day, but it was awesome, like 100% worth it. And yeah, it was
definitely more than a swallow for every like sip that they gave us.
It was 100% worth $30 of our lives. Yeah. Like it was so fun. And Forest Grove was just like such a cool little city. I would definitely go back there. And I really want to go to the McMinnmans there too.
I'm thinking about that all week. I looked it up on Instagram and I was following their account or whatever. Like it looks so fun. Go there for like the day and stuff. I feel like that would be a really good
Option. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yeah, cool. Forest Grove was real cute. That was probably one of the highlights. Mm-hmm. And then we went to dinner. Ugh, dinner was such a letdown. I mean, the place was great. Everybody was, like, having a really fun time.
Yeah, it was great. Our waitress sucked balls. Or maybe just,
The rooftop was good, but the service just, kitchen, like, really sucked.
Yeah, the kitchen, she said, was super backed up. But, yeah, she didn't remember anything. It was very interesting. She was
like, if you
top human.
Yourself as a taco place, like a taco place that has a chips and salsa guac option, you can't take 45 minutes for that to make its way to the table.
Yeah.
Like, that's just bad. That's bad. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. She was real quick with our cocktails, but, like, the kitchen, I don't know. It wasn't. And then, like, the tacos that we had were not, I don't know. Nothing really blew my mind, which is upsetting for a nice dinner like that.
Yeah, for sure.
I have high standards, yo.
But it was a really cool location. Like, the hotel was really cool. It was at the top of a hotel. And then we went to their speakeasy afterwards in the bottom of their hotel.
Ooh, yeah, that
which was
cool.
Very cool, too. And they had a DJ, which for a speakeasy was, like, quite interesting in my mind. Because he wasn't playing, like, Frank Sinatra and, like, that kind of music. It was, like, high school, like, R&B, like, I don't know. I loved it. But
they totally played Aaliyah.
But their cocktails were great. Oh, yeah, they did play Aaliyah. We've been on an Aaliyah kick lately, folks.
Yeah.
If you haven't, if you know, you know.
Just turn that on your list and, you know, your playlist. Just put it R.I.P. out there. You'll be on our vibe. I know.
P. Diddy, you're on our list, for real.
Oh, my God. We need a recap about that. Sorry, people. I will go back and I will get us all the highlights and give you my opinions because,
I don't know
if
you want to talk about it, Kay. Like, what if you get murdered? What if you just, like, murdered one day?
Why would they do that? I'm not going to say anything that's, like, incriminating. I'm so far removed from that universe.
I mean.
Don't give a shit about me.
They killed Aaliyah, so.
Oh, yeah, like me. Thank you for comparing me to Aaliyah in that moment. If only.
Watch your back next time you get on an airplane, you know?
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
Kelly, you're being ridiculous. I'm just saying. Anyway, the whole weekend was a success except for dinner. And then we went to that cool speakeasy. What else did we do? Actually,
we went
really
to another bar. We went to the arcade bar, but then we didn't want to pay a cover charge. So we went to another bar.
There was somebody in Forest Grove, he had like zero of his teeth and he was like 100 years old trying on 4 girls at one time.
He was like, oh, the hotties are here. Okay, because I want to go into this dive bar in Forest Grove.
Because Kelly had to go into the dive bar.
I just wanted to see what it would be like. But yeah, he was just a silly old little man. And it was really fun just to walk around. We had the best pizza ever. It was like pizza by the slice, you know?
Pizza
Why don't we have more? Yeah, it's actually called Pizza Schmitz. pizza. But why don't we have more pizza by the slice places? Like, it's such a good idea. And that's just what people want. Idea. Like, they don't want a whole ass pizza, you know? Also, pizza is expensive. So it's way more, makes more sense. Anywho.
I'm glad that on Sunday we went to a food pod with the girls and did like all the Portland things because I haven't done that yet. And it was really fun.
I was telling a friend here too that like, we got noodles from, we got Thai noodles and like the pad Thai and the pad see ew was $14, which for a food truck is like so cheap. Like in Bend, you would never be able to get pad Thai for $14. Like that's crazy. Anyway, it was so good too. Like way better than anything here. But,
honestly, that ramen that I had was like super duper spicy and garlicky, but like really good. Really, really good. I'd probably go back to that spot. It was better than the dinner we had that cost us an arm and a leg. So
yeah, that's fair.
Anyway.
Dang. But yeah, Sunday was pretty chill. We just like walked around downtown Portland and went to Powell's Books. Sam got to pick out a few books. It was cool just to see though. It was like humongous and there was a trajillion people in there, but it was very cool. It was like a good experience. But also, yeah, she was like, I feel like I thought that it was going to be not nicer, but just like not as
like rustic.
Rustic, yeah, or something. Like it was pretty on the low end, but it could just be because it's been there for a million years. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
it's been there forever and ever and ever. So it's just like an older spot, but it's like a catty corner to a brand new Anthropology. So it's a little out of place.
Yeah, that's super funny. It's made me really want to go to my Anthropology here just to look at house inspo stuff. Not that I can buy anything there or afford anything there, but I just want to look at things.
Good for inspo. And then you go to like a Goodwill or you go to like a TJ Maxx or something and find a similar type of item that's not $1,000 for like the glassware that we were looking at.
I was like doom scrolling couches today. It is so overwhelming looking at couches. Oh, holy shit. I am so mad about it. I cannot find anything I even remotely like. Like it's insane.
I know. Welcome to my life for the last 2 years. My couch is terrible. No, I can't wait to burn that thing down.
Is it a like cloud couch fire. By the way?
It's, I don't know. We bought it from Wayfair in 2019, like 3 months before the COVID pandemic. So it was the only option at that point. I don't know if it was like a cloud couch.
Reasonably priced couches that I like semi like the look of are called cloud couches. I don't know what that is, but yours kind of looks like a cloud couch now that I'm thinking about it. But I just want like a huge, comfy, like deep couch, you know, that has like a wraparound and like has footstools and everything.
I think what you're thinking about is the Restoration Hardware couch, which is like a very deep cushion and like it's cushy, you know, you sink into it.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, but that's like a $7,000 couch. Just
Sweet. Great, great, great. Yeah, that's not in my budget at the moment. You know what I mean? My budget is literally 500 or less. No, I'm just kidding. I would love that. But I've been like creeping on the marketplace, but I have nowhere to bring it to. So I'm just waiting. Everything's waiting.
Everything's in, what is that called? It's like right before it starts to get crazy.
Crossroads.
Stalemates. That's what it is. So good. Hey, it's 25% off savings at Restoration Hardware for your $25,000 couch.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. Good to know. Your girl loves a deal, you know? No big deal. Anyways.
Oh, man.
Okay. Should we move forward? Or do you have any updates? Do you want to talk about anything?
No, I mean, life is good. I just turned 35. Woo, woo.
Had the weekend was great. Over.
Yeah. Weekend was great. Cleaned the house for the first 2 days of the week. And
I did tell everyone, though, I was like, we need at least 3 full days so we don't have to go so hard because we were all, like, really tired on Saturday. And then Sunday we didn't want to do anything.
True that, yeah. We went to Tryon Creek, so we got a little bit of a nature bath, which was kind of nice, but... I was struggling. Like I said, maybe next time we'll do 2 margaritas, not the 4.
Okay. Good plan.
So yeah, I'm wanting to transition into Am I the Assholes? Because I have a lot of angsty energy lately, but also I have my own personal Am I the Asshole? And I apologize in advance because it's about the weekend. And I'm like, I guess I'm not the asshole because I didn't say anything, but...
Oh my God, I'm stressed. What did I do?
No, don't be stressed. It's fine. It's not that big of a deal. But like when you guys were helping to, like, it's so sweet for you to like do the dishes and put things away and help out with that because there was a lot going on and we had a lot of bodies in the house. But when I looked into my silverware drawer and I looked at all the glasses, like it's just all jumbled up and things weren't in the proper place. So like last night I took out all of my silverware and I took out all of my glassware and like all of the things from the cabinets and stuff and just like put everything, like I reorganized everything. And then like in the refrigerator, there was just like stuff littered everywhere. So like, I don't know, I spent about like an hour and a half last night just reorganizing things.
Oh my God,
that
is
an asshole.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Because
no,
who, I mean, not like I don't care personally, but that is like so much of your personal time that you could have been doing something else, that you didn't need to be doing that. But like, if that's
definitely
what really
came
gets
back
you
from
going,
cycle last night, and I was like, okay, I've got all this energy. Like, how do I? Oh, nothing is in the proper spot, and I'm yeah. So maybe that makes me an asshole. Anyway, that's
but also. Sad. I feel like everything that we used and we like unloaded on Saturday, we used again on Sunday. So I don't know if it was us.
It probably wasn't. It was somebody who was in the house, whatever was happening. But yeah, I had to like clean the espresso machine. I had to like clean out all the stuff and, you know, it just takes time to keep my stuff clean. But I do appreciate all the help that I got. Like, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. It was great to not have to wake up to like a dirty sink because that's just like my nightmare. But yeah, I did spend like a little bit of time last night just taking care of stuff, making sure that it was all good. I still have to do like all my laundry and stuff, but okay, I guess that makes me an asshole. let's go ahead.
Oh,
I want to get into one of them that was actually posted only like 3 hours ago.
Oh shit.
And because we have a lot of like, I don't have children, Kelly doesn't have children, but like we have a lot of listeners that have little kids. And I think this is kind of interesting and I really want to hear your thoughts on it, but here we go. Am I the asshole? I told another parent's child to stop doing something. Mm-hmm. I took my 5-year-old to the child section at the library today. She ran into somebody she knows from daycare and an older child. My child or my daughter went to play with the other kids. After a few minutes, they decided to play hide and seek. I thought that this was a bad idea because they're already running across the children's section in different hiding spots, and my daughter was counting loudly. I told my daughter, I don't think this is a good idea to play hide and seek. So she went to the other kids and said, my mommy said it's not a good idea to play hide and seek, and overheard the two other kids saying, well, your mom is not our boss. Then that happened. I asked where their parents were. I thought they were being disrespectful, a reasonable request made by an adult in a public space. When I approached one of the parents about what happened, they seemed irritated that I had approached them and told them what happened. While not outright disrespectful, they did not apologize for their child. If the situation was reversed and another adult had approached my child, I would be so embarrassed and apologetic. I thought that by letting their parents know, there would be some accountability, and there was none. Am I the asshole for not leaving it alone? My biggest pet peeve is parents that don't teach their kids basic respect for adults and manners in public places.
Yeah. I think it's just like, or do you have thoughts? Do you want to go first?
I want to hear your thoughts first.
Okay. My initial thought is that this is like the new way of parenting, honestly. And not saying that people don't discipline their children, but there's a lot of different thoughts on how to speak to children and how to discipline children. Like there's more of like a gentle parenting approach that I see happen. And so like, I think that some parents would be happy that their kids are like running around at the library, like getting their yah-yahs out and playing with other kids, maybe being social. Maybe their kid like isn't super social. It doesn't have a lot of friends, or it's hard for them to make friends or something. So I feel like you kind of have to like step out and like think about the other parent's perspective also. That being said, I would have also been pissed and been like, why? Yeah. Like I would not want my kid to be around a kid who doesn't listen to parents or even says the phrase, they're not the boss of me. Like that seems mm-hmm. crazy for a 5-year-old. But I think that it's just like the way, I don't know, you have to think of too, like what the parents could be going through or what the kids could be going through. Like, I think there's a lot of kids that have like learning disabilities, or they're like on the spectrum a little bit, or something along those lines too, where you have to like think about the fact that the parents are just like exhausted, or they just like don't know how to handle them too. So I feel like there's like a lot of different levels to it. Whereas, I mean, yeah, I probably would have just removed myself and my daughter from the situation and not engaged any longer, but, and I wouldn't have said anything to the parents. But I do think that most of the time I want to believe that everyone's just doing the best that they can. And so you have to like give them a little bit of grace and be like, maybe something happened today, or maybe their kid is just like overwhelming them to no extent and they don't have the bandwidth to be like disciplining them right now. They just want their kids to play and be out of their hair. You know what I mean? So I don't know. There's a lot of different levels to it. Like, I do think that the old way of disciplining is not okay any longer, but I do think gentle parenting like goes way too far sometimes. And I don't know if that's the situation of gentle parenting, but like it feels a little bit gentle parenting, or the fact that they're just like happy that their kids are like out doing something, being social, playing, whatever. But I do think a library, again, is like a weird place to not wrangle your kids a little bit. But I also think that if they're in like the kids section of the library, people should be a little bit more understanding of them playing hide and seek and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have just removed myself from the situation.
Yeah. I don't think that she's an asshole for approaching the parents. I think she's an asshole for expecting a response. Because, like, it's one thing to notify a parent and be like, yo, your kid's a little unhinged at the moment, okay? This is a quiet place. It's a library. Like, I told my daughter that she's not going to play, and your daughter said this thing. And I'm just making you aware. But if she expected, like, accountability, like, that's a little unreasonable, lady. Yeah. They're not your kids. And, you know, you can't expect somebody to apologize for something that, like, they may not even be aware of, you know? I don't know. I think that also taking your kid to a library in any public space nowadays, even though it is a library, like, you can't expect them to be, like, people are buttheads, and just because they're five-year-olds, they're not going to be, and you know, it's unreasonable to expect a five-year-old to not want to play and be loud if they're in the child section of the library. I don't know.
Totally.
So even though it's the library and it's supposed to be quiet, like, you're not a librarian, you're a mom. Pick out your stuff, go pay for it, and get the heck out of here if you're irritated about being in public, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I do think that also I feel like parents have a lot better of bandwidth for loudness and playing and loud sounds and things like that, just from like being around my own friend group. They're like, oh, I don't even hear that, where like things are like nails on a chalkboard to me situation, you know? So yeah, I do think that's fascinating, just to maybe, if she only has one kid, she may be a little bit more in tune with her kid, as opposed to if they have two or three or four or whatever the case may be. You may have a lot less bandwidth.
Totally fascinating how like parenting has become this subject of, that's just like, feels like the Wild West. Like, anybody's just, everybody's just doing what they can do, you know? Like, there's no specific norm. Yeah, there's like a traditional way that I think is awful, because that's not the world that I want to live in. But yeah, it's so weird to me to think about like different styles of parenting, and there's like a whole rabbit hole that you can go into. I think this boils down to like pretty basic expectations about children in public spaces.
Yeah, totally. But
that's my opinion.
And right. Again, though, like, just being around a lot of different parenting styles, parents have a different level of like what kids should be allowed to do in public spaces. And I don't know. Like, yeah. So I don't know. Totally. I don't know. When she was technically being the asshole, I think it's just the fact that she is trying to control other people's actions. I think that just never ends up being a good situation. So,
Agreed.
Yeah. And you.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready? This one's kind of, it's a little bit long. Hopefully I can cut a lot of the bull. Okay. So I live with my older brother. We currently pay $830 each for rent and utilities. My older brother's fiance will be moving in at the end of the year. Because my older brother's fiance isn't financially stable at the moment, my older brother has asked if our rent can stay the same when she moves in. I said yes, and a few days later I talked to him about it because my finances are not perfect either. We negotiated the situation and he said he could lower my rent to $730 a month when she moves in so that I'm saving money. I agreed to this arrangement but didn't agree that I'm saving money, which is he then insisted I was. This is where our hour-long argument started. Anyways, basically, it says, like, my argument is that if she were paying rent, I would only be paying, like, $500 as opposed to $730. So an extra, like, $176 isn't really saving me, like, all that much money. But he said, I'm, like, covering her rent. So, you're just, like, winning in this situation. She, like, doesn't owe the younger sister rent, right, basically. Anyways, an hour later, he comes to talk to me again and says that she'll pay me back when she can if I tell him that we're all fine. I agree to disagree about whether or not I'm saving money, and the argument ends there. At the end of the day, I can understand that he wants me to have positive feelings about his fiance moving in, However, from my perspective, I can have a positive feeling about my older brother at taking a new step with his fiance while also drawing boundaries around how we divvy up our finances. And in my opinion, it feels slimy to me when I accept to help her with financial situation and I met with you're also saving money, like it's a win-win. Why do you have to look at it negatively, etc.? In my opinion, those arguments minimize the way I'm helping to the point where I think he feels I should be grateful he's lowering my rent to $730, which makes me feel like he doesn't care about my perspective at all. So am I the asshole for claiming that I'm not saving money when my older brother's fiance moves in?
I saw this one too, and I had it on the wing, so I'm glad we're talking about it. Totally. Nice. I actually don't think that he's an asshole. Like, okay, there's a finite amount of space in the apartment. You're gonna add an extra human in it. Why are you giving him a 30% discount or whatever the math comes out to be and then telling him that he's saving money when the uptake of, like, it's a bad deal? That sounds like to me a bad deal.
Oh, right. I thought you meant the brother. No, yeah, I agree. It's a bad deal.
He's not saving money. He's helping pay for her half of the rent or her third of the rent.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because, yeah, that seems to me like the math doesn't really check out. His brother wanting him to feel a certain way or, like, manipulate him into feeling a certain way feels real icky to me. I just don't like this. I don't think that he's an asshole. But does that make me an asshole? Because, like, I don't know. If anything, the brother should have offered to pay for her third of the rent.
Exactly. That's where I'm at, too, is that I don't understand where he... If there's another person coming into the household, first of all, the utilities are definitely going to go up. So that needs to split equally between three people now instead of two people. But also, like, how – if that person has to share a bathroom, like, I feel like there's a lot of other factors that we don't know. But, like, I feel like money always gets super sticky. And, like, family, you would hope that, like, it wouldn't – I'm so freaking burpy. You hope that it doesn't get sticky and crazy. But, like – I think that if it depends, like if they're both sharing like the master or something, like maybe you split the rent like equally as between like so that it looks like as a master rent versus a regular room rent or whatever. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be like split equally no matter what. Like it has to be dependent on bathrooms in my opinion. Bathrooms, like how much space they're taking up, whatever, all of that stuff. If there's a garage space, if there's a parking space, like that's all the things that like matter when it comes to like how much your rent is and splitting it between roommates and stuff. So okay, first of all,
like interesting because I understand that logic, but if we're going to make assumptions, because we don't know the specifics of this, right? Like, we kind of have to take a generality when it, with this particular, like, it should be three ways if it's three people in the house.
Yeah.
Which is not what
regardless of all the things that I was stating, the bare minimum is that it should be split three ways. The bare minimum.
Like, I could see. Like, negotiate from there.
Yeah. And I could see, though, like, for example, in just my experience in Bend, like a master suite with your own bathroom is like $1,200. A bedroom in Bend is like $800 to $900. So if you have two people, and like I was saying, if you have two people sharing the master, I could see how they would each split the $1,200, $600, $600, and then you would still pay your $800 or whatever. Like, I could see how that happens because you have your own bathroom and whatever. They're sharing one room. But if there's three people coming into a space that is equal parts that should have only two people in them in the first place, that's where I'm like, no, no, that's when everything needs to be split by a third. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I would agree with that statement.
Anyways, I just think it's shitty that to, again, like what they're asking, to pose it as if you're saving money when in fact it's no benefit to the younger sibling to have your fiance move in. Nothing good is coming out of it besides their house being smaller and feeling smaller, less storage, etc., less closet space probably. And they're not even saving a significant amount of money to make it worth it. So like, no, you're not an asshole. And also the brother is an asshole for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Also, like, is this guy a loser? Like, he's going to marry this woman, but he hasn't like figured out their living situation.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know about that. I mean, it doesn't sound like they're all very financially savvy.
Where in the country are you paying $830 for rent and utilities?
Oh, that's crazy.
Are they middle of nowhere? Like,
probably.
Yeah, very jealous.
Iowa.
Yeah.
If my rent was $800, okay. I'd be rich.
Now you have to be careful about Iowa people come into your house that we're about to post on Instagram.
Okay. Get out of here. I wasn't talking about the Illuminati. Iowa people are not the Illuminati. You were going for the Illuminati.
I don't think that the Illuminati cares or gives two shits about me.
Okay.
I guess we'll figure it out.
Yeah. If you just don't show up to work one day, I'll know why. No big deal.
Okay. That's a little scary, but anyway.
Knock on wood.
Since I had that one in the queue, why don't we just go through your last one, if that's okay?
Okay. Well, it's pretty silly, but you may have seen this one too.
Silly is good. It's good way to, yeah, you're good.
Okay. I have been best friends with Claire, this is in quotes, so this is not her real name, since high school. When she asked me to be her maid of honor, I was thrilled and went all out to make her wedding special. I paid for the bridal shower, bachelorette party, decorations, other expenses, several thousands of dollars. While it was a lot of money for my husband and me, I wanted to make her big day perfect because she is family to me. 2 months ago, I shared that I'm 4 months pregnant. Claire congratulated me, but then started acting distant afterward. She excluded me from her conversations about the wedding and made passive comments about how hard it is to coordinate when people are distracted. I brushed it off thinking it was wedding stress. A few days ago, she sat me down and told me she didn't want me in the wedding anymore. Her reason, I'm getting too fat.
Oh my God.
She doesn't want me in her pictures. She said she has a specific vision for her wedding and I no longer fit it. I was devastated. I asked if this was about my pregnancy, but she insisted it wasn't personal. She said she was replacing me as her maid of honor with another friend who fit her aesthetic.
I told her
if I wasn't in the wedding, I wouldn't attend at all. I also handed her the receipts for everything I paid for and told her or her fiance needed to reimburse me since I only spent that money as her maid of honor. Claire flipped out, calling me selfish and accusing me of trying to ruin her wedding. She said it was tacky to ask for the money back and that expenses like these were my responsibility as the maid of honor. I reminded her that she removed me from that role, so those expenses were no longer mine. Since then, Claire and her fiance and even her family have been spamming me with calls and texts. They're accusing me of being petty and overreacting because of pregnancy hormones. They're also saying I should have let it go and written off all the money because the weddings usually are stressful and Claire didn't mean to hurt me. My husband has been incredibly supportive and says I did the right thing. He's furious at how Claire treated me and agrees that I shouldn't be out thousands of dollars for a wedding I'm not even a part of. I feel heartbroken and humiliated by someone I thought was my best friend. Still, the constant backlash has made me second guess myself. Am I the asshole for standing up for myself and asking for reimbursements? Should I have just quietly stepped aside?
No, you are definitely not an asshole. Oh my, that makes me like literally shake for that poor girl. Oh my God. Claire, what are you doing with your life? Figure it out. Come on.
That is so upsetting.
I don't even understand the concept of getting up enough courage to go to a pregnant person in general. your best friend, somebody who spent thousands of dollars to make your day special, and then just absolutely trash them and step on them and treat them like garbage and, like, throw them away. What a trash human.
I just, like, can never imagine. I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, a plus-size person. I also would be devastated. I mean, I know she's pregnant, but, like, I would be devastated if someone just didn't ask me to be in their wedding because I would ruin their aesthetic. That would break my heart. Like, honestly. Oh, that is so
my God.
Upsetting.
That's not an excuse. I'm sorry.
And also, like, that's just such a shit human. And then, but it's, like, frustrating because you, like, think you know someone and then you were like, wait, you're a shitty human? Like, how did I not know that until now? I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Also, that's another level of betrayal, right? That you have to, like, swallow. You thought that that person was going to be your ride or die. And ends up, they're going to kick you out the car once the freaking sun goes down or whatever. I don't, that would put a little weird. But I, like, wow, I cannot, I don't think that's real life. Like, how can that be real life? Somebody actually does that.
No, there's girls that, I mean, I've just read, like, horror stories or, like, heard horror stories on TikTok of, like, girls who, like, dye their bridesmaid's hair because it's not their aesthetic that they want. Like, they pay for it, of course. But, like, they, like, tell them that they have to lose, like, 10 or 15 pounds. Like, they tell them they have to wear a certain dress or, like, they have to do something to their arms. Or, like, there's, like, crazy things for the photos. Like, that is insane.
Weddings are absolutely ridiculous. Like, for that level of control over one fucking day.
Like, not even, like, 4 hours of your life.
Oh, my. Never. Crazy. I'm an OCD person for sure, but, like, I did not give a shit about. I mean, I wanted it to look nice. I wanted everybody to feel good and blah, blah, blah. But, like, I was never going to say that. Are you joking me? Who does that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
also, like,
exciting.
How many hours do you dedicate to crafting said mood board? Like, there are other things that we could be doing as humans, like solving problems, like actual problems.
Yeah, you would think.
That really irritates me.
People who have too much money, though, they don't have anything
else. People have
too
much time on their hands because they're just so obsessed with themselves, apparently. Also, what a douche thing to say. Like, that's such a girl douche. Like, I don't know how to say this, but, like, the girl equivalent of a terrible person who's like, if you don't fit the perfect picture, I'm gonna write you out of it.
Yeah.
What is that word that I'm thinking of? A bitch. It's a bitch.
Yeah, good word, good word. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, wow. That's how I felt about sororities in college. Don't you think?
No. I mean, kind of, yeah, for sure. On some level, definitely. That wasn't my experience, but, like, I'm sure that's probably some people's experience, which is awful.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's, like, part of being a woman at some level. You have to be accepted. It's so awful. I feel like that's been happening since the fourth grade, but...
Oh, no.
Also, like, how is that real life? That's awful.
Yeah. Anyway, no, you are... That. Sister, you are not the asshole. I would 100% do the same thing, so...
Also, if, like, the act of reimbursement or, like, acting or asking for reimbursement is very brave. Like, that's a courageous thing. You're already feeling terrible, but, like, you should stand up for yourself. No one else is going to stand up for you.
Yeah.
It sounds nice that your husband's, like, supporting you, but in that moment... You got to pull up your big kid pants and, like, actually show up for yourself. And that's really hard to do. So
I don't even know if I would have thought to do that in the moment. You know what I mean? I would have probably
maybe
just
not,
like,
in the moment, but, like, maybe she sent them. I would send them messages or send them the receipts, like, 2 days later or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's good.
Yeah. Crazy. Upsetting.
Woof. Anyway. Very upsetting. All right. Let's move on. Let's, if you're okay with it, do you have a grievance? I'm kind of hoping that we can skip it just because.
Yeah.
That was really rough to swallow, honestly. That's people like that.
The last 2 weeks have been my grievance. Not your birthday, but just, like, the election was really hard. I'm still really, like, feeling that whatever. I don't know the word for
it. It's been very rainy.
And that's what's so weird is, like, it never rains here, and it's been so rainy. Like, it's rained for the last, I don't know, like, 2 weeks. I mean, not consistently, but... It's been dark and overcast, and cloudy. And yeah, it's so strange. Like, it just doesn't normally happen. So I feel like that's affecting moods too. But
sure.
Yeah, everything is just really weird right now. So
it's dark and cold and rainy. We're, like, barely getting into the winter season.
I know.
Kind of that weird transitional time.
For real.
I know. But I am excited. Like, I think.
Sorry. So in all that saying, I don't have any grievances besides that.
Okay.
So
let's That'll be our collective grievance. But okay. Let's talk about gratitudes. Like, okay. I just want to put so much love out there for Sam and Natalie coming up and hanging out with us, and Kathleen and Caroline and Haley and coming to breakfast and brunch and celebrating me. And mm-hmm. I got a text from my grandmother, my mom, and my dad. I haven't actually talked to them in a little bit. I probably should call them. But just felt very loved. And good. I just want to put my gratitudes out there. Thank you guys for making my birthday fast. It was so fun.
I'm so glad.
We should do a girls trip every year. Like, we tried to do at least a couple of girls trips, but we should always include Sam. And I feel like I really want to join you guys in Italy. Can I just, like, hang out in an Italy town while you guys go hike and stuff, and then I'll meet you places? Probably not.
I would have to say probably not. Definitely.
Wait, are you just doing the Dolomites? You're not, like, going and doing other
things? No, but we don't have a plan of, like, what the rest of our trip will look like yet. But we'll probably, we're talking about it when we were laying in bed, actually, so romantically, on Sunday night. We were talking about,
like, what our plan was. Also, I'm so sad that I didn't go sleep up there with you guys. I could not leave my bed. It was so comfortable.
No, it makes sense that you slept by yourself. Absolutely. Or not by yourself, but in your normal bed. We ended up all sleeping in the same room on two mattresses. So, yeah, that was... Because it was, like, either upstairs and downstairs, or, like, and so one person would have to sleep by themselves, either upstairs by themselves or downstairs by themselves. So then we decided to just all sleep together. So it was great. But yeah, CAFE was missed because there was just three sweaty bodies in a room. So,
oh, God. You know, maybe no I did deal. Miss.
But anyway, Sam and I are talking about it, and we probably will do, like, a north trip for this trip, just because depending on, like, how much time I can get off work. And, you know, just timelines and all that kind of stuff. We'll definitely have a better plan, like, in a little bit. But, yeah, we might have to go back to do, like, a southern trip, just because it'll be hard to get, like, all over the country without spending, like, a really long time, just because our trek is, like, a full 8 days. And then travel time, I would be away from work for, like, a really long time if I were to try to do too much more in the country. So, yeah. We'll see.
Might be tough. We'll see.
Anyway, definitely 2 weeks. At least 2 weeks is the plan. Or my plan. Need to talk to Sam about that. But yeah. So we'll see what happens.
All right, go through your gratitude.
My gratitude. Oof. Do I have one today? I ran into a friend at Costco last night, and it was just really nice to be able to see her and connect with her, because I feel like I never get to just, like, see her by herself, you know? We planned to get together today, and I forgot that we were recording, so I had to text her this morning and be like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I totally forgot. So, I'm just a bad planner, mambo jamber. But anyways, yeah, it's just nice to reconnect and have, like, slow, chill, more intimate gatherings in the wintertime. Like, I'm looking forward to that, just getting to, like, have dinner with people again and just, like, be able to watch movies and, like, hang, because it's so freaking dark. Oh my God, talk about a grievance. But anyways, we're not talking about grievances. It's just will be nice to be able to, like, connect with people and just do, like, chill things this winter. And I'm going to try and lean into that, because I'm already very sad about the darkness and the coldness. So,
yeah. Right now in the moment, it's dark and cold, but also I'm getting my chimney clean on the 16th. I'm going to have a fire. It's going to snow early this year. So I'm excited for the Christmas season. I just have to get through this, like, weird Thanksgiving timeframe. Woof.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway. And I'm excited to see you next week. Are we recording next week, by the way?
Oh, we definitely should. Yeah, that would be a great idea to record together. And hopefully in the new Mama Jamma, the new house, whatever.
I do think that when we are together, it's, like, so fun and witty. We have good banter.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little sleepy and grumpy today, so I'm not super fun. But as soon as Kayfler, like, sees the house,
always fun.
We're going to probably name it whatever the first thing that pops into our head is. But we will also take suggestions in case there's any, like, good ones that are out there. But whatever Kayfler feels. Info. So no pressure, Cave. You just have to come up with my whole house name.
Yay! I get to name your house. It feels so special. But also, I'm happy to hear and listen to advice, info. But, you know, you got to feel it out. You got to get, like, in the house, touch the walls, smell the weird Spock sockets, and, you know, just check out the vibe. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, yeah. Let's get out of here. All bye, right. Everybody.
We love Thanks you.
For being candid.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.